Hey everyone, ready to hit the pause button on 2025 for a bit? Let's take a trip back in time to Hastings in the year 1900.
It's going to be more than just a history lesson, though. We're going to unlock a time capsule, the Schwartz House, and see what it reveals about everyday life over a century ago.
Our source, a fascinating article from HastingsNow.com. They've been doing some really incredible deep dives into local history, and this one is all about using the Schwartz family and their home to understand what Hastings was really like back then.
You know, it's amazing what you can learn from just a single house. It's not just about the architecture. It's about the people who live there, their stories, their challenges, and their connection to the wider community.
All right, so picture this. 510 East 6th Street.
Yeah.
That's where we find Nick Schwartz, a painter and wallpaper hanger, and his wife, Angeline, busy raising their five kids. Five kids. Talk about a full house, righty.
And their house wasn't some grand mansion, but it definitely had character. You know, the article describes this charming mix of a single-story stucco section and a taller two-story wooden structure, all framed by a classic white picket fence.
It's like a postcard from a bygone era.
Exactly.
And knowing Nick's trade, I bet the inside was just as charming. Fresh paint, expertly hung wallpaper. It's like their home was a living portfolio of his skills.
Exactly. You can almost imagine the scent of linseed oil and the delicate patterns adorning the walls. It really speaks to the idea of a house being an outward expression of its occupants. But let's step outside for a moment and take in the sights and sounds of Hastings itself.
Okay, so put on your imaginary vintage hat and let's stroll through the streets of 1900 Hastings. Imagine horse-drawn carriages instead of self-driving cars, the rhythmic clatter of trains instead of the whoosh of hyperloops.
And don't forget the Mississippi River, the lifeblood of Hastings.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a scenic backdrop. It was a bustling hub of commerce teeming with steamboats and barges laden with goods.
And then there's the Spiral Bridge, an engineering marvel of its time, a symbol of Hastings' ingenuity. But what really strikes me is the sheer difference in pace compared to our 2025 world. Life moved at a different rhythm back then, didn't it?
Absolutely. Imagine navigating without Google Maps, relying on landmarks and memory to find your way. Entertainment wasn't about streaming the latest series. It was about gathering around the piano for sing-alongs.
That's fascinating. Do you think people had a better sense of their surroundings back then? Like they really knew their town in a way we might not today?
That's a great question. Without the constant distractions of our tech-saturated world, they were probably more attuned to their physical environment. And think about communication. Forget instant messaging. It was all about handwritten letters, sometimes taking weeks to reach their destination.
Wow, I can barely fathom waiting that long for a reply. But there's a certain romance to it, right? Like the anticipation, the thoughtfulness that went into every word.
Definitely. That slower pace fostered a different kind of connection, both within families and the wider community.
But let's be real life. In 1900, wasn't all idyllic charm in handwritten letters. It also came with a unique set of challenges.
Absolutely. We benefit from medical advancements that would have seemed miraculous back then. Antibiotics, vaccines, even anesthesia were largely unavailable. Life expectancy was significantly shorter, and the risks of everyday life were far greater. We often take these things for granted.
So true. It's a good reminder that progress isn't always linear. But let's get back to the Schwartzes. Can we paint a picture of what their daily life might have looked like?
Imagine Nick waking before dawn, the chill of a Minnesota winter clinging to the air. He's up early, his hands rough but steady as he gets the fire going and prepares breakfast on that cast iron stove.
I can almost smell the aroma of coffee and maybe some hearty oatmeal filling their small home. You know, the article mentions that bakeries were thriving in Hastings at the time. I bet the scent of fresh bread wafted through the streets every morning.
It's a scene that really captures the essence of daily life back then, a blend of hard work and simple pleasures. And while Nick sips his coffee, he's probably already planning his day. Will he be touching up the paint at the local mercantile or maybe hanging a delicate floral wallpaper in a Victorian parlor?
It makes you wonder, did Nick ever feel like his work was more than just a job?
Mm-hmm.
Was there an artistry to it, a sense of pride in beautifying the homes and businesses of Hastings?
I'd say so. Remember, this was an era where craftsmanship was highly valued. Nick wasn't just slapping on paint. He was using his skills to create something beautiful and lasting.
Okay, so Nick's off to work. What about Angeline and the kids? It's not like she could just pop him in the hover car and zip him off to daycare.
Exactly. Life for a mother of five in 1900 was a full-time job in itself. She's likely tending to 100 tasks at once, mending clothes, baking bread, maybe even bartering with neighbors for fresh produce. Remember, this was a time before supermarkets and online shopping?
Wow, I can't even imagine juggling that many responsibilities without the convenience of modern appliances.
Yeah.
There's a certain strength and resilience there that I really admire.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the importance of community towels. Neighbors relied on each other, whether it was borrowing a cup of sugar or helping out with childcare.
Okay, fast forward to evening. Nick's workday is done, and he's finally home, probably exhausted. I bet that fire felt extra cozy after a long day of physical labor.
You can picture him relaxing by the hearth, maybe reading the local newspaper by the glow of an oil lamp. Or perhaps he's spending time with the children telling stories or teaching them a new song on the piano.
There's a quiet beauty in that, isn't there? Those simple moments of connection, uninterrupted by the constant pings and notifications of our digital world.
It makes you wonder, what did they talk about? What were their hopes and dreams? What did they worry about?
It's like we're piecing together a puzzle, isn't it? Each detail, each glimpse into their daily routines helps us understand not just what they did, but who they were as people.
And that's why the preservation of places like the Schwartz House is so vital. It's more than just bricks and mortar. It's a tangible link to our past, a way to connect with the generations who came before us.
Right. It's like holding a piece of history in your hands, feeling the weight of the stories it holds.
And what's fascinating is that the article draws a parallel between the Schwartz House and Hastings itself. Both are described as solid, hardworking, full of character.
I see what you mean. There's that sense of enduring spirit, a commitment to craftsmanship and community that seems to run through both the house and the town.
Exactly. That modest white picket fence represents more than just a boundary. It's a gateway to the dreams and aspirations of a family. And just as Nick's brushstrokes brought color and beauty to Hastings' homes, the people of Hastings have contributed to the vibrancy and character of their community for generations.
So how does all of this relate to us here in 2025? Why should we care about the Schwartz family and their seemingly simple lives?
That's a great question. Because their story reminds us that history isn't just about grand events or famous figures. It's about ordinary people living extraordinary lives, facing challenges, building communities, and leaving their mark on the world.
I think it's easy to get swept away by the constant advancements and innovations of our time to think that our lives are somehow more significant or complex.
But the Schwartz family reminds us that the essence of human experience, the joys, the sorrows, the triumphs, the struggles, transcends time.
This has been an incredible journey so far. It's like we've stepped back in time and gotten a taste of what it was like to live in Hastings in 1900.
And what's even more exciting is that HastingsNow.com wants to keep uncovering these stories.
Wait, really? What do you mean? They're asking listeners, if they have any historic images that they might have tucked away in attics or basements.
Oh, wow.
To send them in.
Yeah, like a giant community scrapbook just waiting to be filled with the stories of Hastings families.
So if you have any old photographs or documents laying around, think about sharing them with HastingsNow.com.
You never know, your family's story could be the next one we explore on the deep dive, right?
That's so cool. It's amazing to think that we all have these connections to the past, just waiting to be uncovered.
And by sharing these stories, we're not just preserving history, but we're keeping that spirit of Hastings alive.
This deep dive into the Schwartz House and life in 1900 has really opened my eyes to the richness and depth of our local history.
Yeah, it's made me appreciate the hard work and resilience of the people who came before us and the legacy they've left behind.
I'm also struck by the contrast between the pace of life then and now.
Right. Makes you wonder what we might gain from incorporating some of those slower, more intentional rhythms into our modern lives.
Right. Like setting aside time for family dinners without distractions, or rediscovering the joy of handwritten letters.
Or simply taking the time to appreciate the beauty of our surroundings without feeling the need to document everything for social media.
It's about finding a balance, isn't it? Embracing the advancements of our time while also holding on to the values that make life truly meaningful.
This deep dive has left me pondering a question. What aspect of life in 1900 Hastings resonates most with you?
Is it the strong sense of community, the emphasis on craftsmanship, or perhaps the simpler, less tech-driven pace of life?
Whatever it may be, I encourage you to reflect on how you might incorporate those elements into your own life here in 2025.
Maybe it's volunteering at a local organization or learning a new skill that connects you to the past.
Or perhaps it's simply making a conscious effort to unplug more often and savor the present moment.
Yeah. The possibilities are endless. But the key is to be intentional about creating a life that aligns with your values.
And remember, history isn't just something we read about in textbooks. It's all around us waiting to be explored.
So keep those historic images coming and join us next time for another fascinating deep dive into the past.